Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Hundreds of thousands of Californians may lose their electricity today as utilities try to prevent the chance of their equipment sparking wildfires as our fire-weary state braces for a new bout of dry, windy weather. More than 1 million people are expected to be in the dark today during what officials are calling the strongest wind event in California this year. As many as 360,000 customers in 36 counties are expected to be affected by planned outages here in Northern California. National Weather Service has issued red flag warnings for much of the state. You can go to pge.com and find out if a power outage is planned for your neighborhood. Some of the state's top judges will spend the next 8 months or so looking at ways California's courts can help homeless people better. Chief Justice Tawny Cantel-Sakuye has announced on Friday the launch of an 11-member work group on homelessness. One of the judges on the panel is Justice Louis Morrow of the 3rd District Court of Appeal in Sacramento.
We want to make a difference. We want to improve our communities. I think we can see that things seem to be getting worse, and we want to help.
He says the work group has several goals.
To try and see if there are any obstacles to access to our courts that we can eliminate, to see if we can make changes in laws, in rules, to try and make improvements to better serve individuals who are homeless or who are shelter insecure.
They'll also be looking at best practices that includes collaborative courts that are already in place throughout the state and combine judicial supervision with rehabilitation services. The work group is expected to issue its report to the Chief Justice next summer. Governor Gavin Newsom announced this weekend another $200 million in funding for HomeKey. That's the state's program to provide permanent housing for the homeless. The announcement was made at an emergency interim housing site in San Jose. The state owns the unused land, so the cost to build each unit is $85,000, far less than the market rate of $700,000 per unit. Newsom's push of the HomeKey program has its critics. Last night, the Milpitas City Council voted to sue to stop a hotel in that city from being converted to homeless housing. The governor has had this to say to the council.
132 permanent studio units with supportive services and on-site supports that include security and integration of the broader community. What an extraordinary opportunity. I don't want to see them walk away from that. And you're going to regret this. You're going to look back and your wife said, I could have, would have, should have done the right thing.
Milpitas City staff had supported the project, but residents raised safety concerns as well as the lack of a guarantee that space in the project would go to people who are currently homeless in Milpitas.